is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Okay, people act disgusted with me a lot of times because I'm so nitpicky about little things that I observe that most people don't observe. And, I mean, it's no picnic for me either. Riggins going through life as a nitpicker and little things irritating me. It's almost like I'm in a prisoner of my own observational skills.
Oh, geez.
Like this news story from the entertainment news. Carly Pearce and Michael Bublé collaborated together and put out an original song called Maybe This Christmas. Do you have to say they collaborated together?
Oh.
Because it's understood. Collaborate means to work together. So why would a professional news writer put collaborated together on there? You see what a prison I live in?
Come on. Come on.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So there's a big thing for rich people. You can fly your dog in private, you know, so they don't have to go in the luggage space. What are they? The cargo area of the plane. And that's a big booming business. A lot of people with money to spend want to fly with their dog in the cabin. Now they have special flights where it's groups of people bringing their dogs. So you look in these videos, and there's 15 dogs on a private plane.
Yeah, it's a chartered thing, but it's not chartered. It's not really for people who are that rich, or they just be on the plane by themselves and not have to share with other crazy dog people.
Yeah, rich people, not wealthy people, you know?
Right, yeah.
That's sort of more expensive than the average flight. But this flight with a bunch of animals went terribly wrong. There's a plane that's been grounded for 4 days in Portugal because 130 hamsters got loose.
I saw that.
They were going to sell the hamsters to pet shops and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And while it was in Portugal, they all got loose, or at least 130 of them did. Yeah. So it had to be grounded for 4 days until they could catch them all.
Right, because they could be in the, you know, in the mechanics area of the thing, and, you know,
nibbling away at all the electronics. Which, glad you find that out now before you get into the sky and realize, oh,
sure,
the lights aren't working, or the brakes, or whatever they have on planes.
So if you were on a plane, Riggins, and you saw a hamster, would you first know that it's a hamster, or would you think it's a mouse first and be like, why are there mice on the plane?
My first instinct would be, oh, no, a mouse is out. But then when you see those cute little teddy bear, they are really cute.
Right.
But still, 130 of them, not as cute. I like hamsters, but I think 130 of them, that's a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
A little scary.
You like them in moderation.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
I saw something crazy yesterday. Here's what this woman said. I've been on this earth for over 40 years and have never seen Mexican twins. Huh. Agree?
I don't think I have either.
And I started to think about it. Where are the Mexican twins? Why have we never seen Mexican twins?
Somebody needs to find out. I wonder if that's a stat you can look up for, you know, percentage of babies born in Mexico who are twins.
Yeah, there's probably an easy way to Google that and find out.
But I don't speak Spanish, so I can't Google it.
Yeah. Rob does. We can have him.
Rob, get on El Google. Find out why there are no Mexican twin-os.
ASAP. Pronto.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
You know, a lot of life lessons that are actually good come from the social medias. You know, as a matter of fact, I get most things that I pass along to my children who are young adults. When they need advice, I'll go to the social medias and get it.
Yeah.
Usually TikTok. It's good for that.
Okay.
But this lady has a pretty good philosophy on life.
I'm going to say this and I'm not going to elaborate. I just feel like people should be a little bit afraid of you.
And she didn't elaborate. That was it. People should be a little bit afraid of you.
Just a little bit. I kind of get that. Command respect through fear.
All people that you come in contact with?
Just a little bit of scary. Yeah. A little bit scary. Like 2%.
Okay, good.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
I heard the craziest thing today. Between the years of 1913 and 1915, there were over a dozen babies mailed through the United States Postal Service.
Hmm.
Apparently, the Postal Service in its inception was a little bit of a, it's like the Wild Wild West. They didn't really have, people were playing fast and loose with the rules. But the first one happened in 1913. A set of new parents mailed their newborn baby to the grandparents' house, which was about a mile from theirs. They paid 15 cents to mail the baby and a $50 insurance policy on the kid to take it a mile.
But yeah, they could have walked that.
You could have walked it. You could have done, I don't know, get it on a bicycle or whatever they were doing in 1913. I don't know.
But they had to, that had to be some sort of a test for the Postal Service or something, right?
It wasn't, because the original rules about the Postal Service were being interpreted by whoever in that region was the Postmaster General or whatever they call the local authority of the post office. So everybody had a different interpretation about what was allowed to be mailed. And so people took advantage of it, but that's why it only happened for 2 years, because finally the federal government had to step in 1915 and said, hey, we got to put this into place, because it happened to over a dozen kids. And one kid was even mailed on a mail train. And when the train engineer was like, hey, you can't have kids in here. And he was like, well, they're mailing it. So the baby was just like sitting with the rest of the mail, but accompanied by an adult, but still.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how we got our puppy.
You got it mailed to you?
Yeah. Just, I didn't tell you we got a new puppy?
No.
Yeah.
Just came in the mailbox?
Yeah, it came from California.
Really?
Yeah.
And you just go pick it up like normal?
No, it came to the house.
Came to the house?
Yeah. Had holes poked in the box. Everything was fine.
Like a parakeet. But a dog.
I'm kidding, of course. I'm just kidding.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins overtime.
I got kind of a scary message yesterday after the show. It just said, hey, I heard you said you were going to whoop my butt.
Who?
Went, what? Oh. It was from our friend Amanda Riggin, you know, who runs Hungry Heroes, that nonprofit where she helps first responders. And I was like, what is she talking about? I didn't say that. And then I realized I did say it. I don't remember the context, though, why I said I was going to, I could beat her up.
Yeah.
But she basically challenged me to a fight. And what she doesn't understand.
Yeah, she doesn't know that you like that.
So this sounds like a devious plan to get her to beat me up. Yeah. And it's not. But listen, if she wants to.
You hear that, Amanda? The line in the sand has been drawn.
Bring it on, baby.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Riggins, would you let the name of a restaurant deter you from getting food from there?
Yeah.
Like you haven't seen bad reviews of it or anything, but you just don't like the name of it?
Yeah.
Like, there was a restaurant, it was legendary here in Mooresville, North Carolina. It was called Fat Boys.
Oh.
Would you eat at a place called Fat Boys, or would you just assume that Fat Boys is not going to have the type of stuff that you like?
I would think Fat Boys would have exactly what I like.
All right.
They're fat. I mean, you know, trust a...
My wife is the other way. Like you know, it's closed, out of business now, but when it was open... She was like, ugh, I can't even imagine. I wonder what's in there. Like,
yeah, I can't imagine.
It's called Fat Boys.
Women, I think, would probably be a little more prickly to the idea of Fat Boys. But I think guys would be like, hell yeah, those guys. You know, I picture chicken tenders and mozzarella sticks on a sandwich and like good stuff like that.
I've been watching the old show Cheers. It was one of my favorite shows growing up. And I've been watching it lately. And there was a restaurant on there that Norm, who's the big fat guy that was on there, that he used to eat at, and they would, they always made out like it was just terrible food. Like, yeah, I'm sick today. I got indigestion. The name of the restaurant sounds great to me, but they wrote it to be comedically bad. If you told me we're going to go eat dinner tonight at the Hungry Heifer,
The Hungry Heifer.
I'd be like, hell yeah.
They're doing something right.
The Hungry Heifer.
Yeah. Big fat. Yeah. I mean, that's who I trust to make my food.
Yeah. I would put that. I mean, I would assume that that's like a local sizzler, like, a, you know, not the chain, but somebody, a local person owns a place that's like a sizzler that they call a Hungry Heifer.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want somebody skinny promoting the food? No.
But, you know, there are a lot of snobs in the world. It wouldn't even give it a chance.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe it. But they're missing out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, there are some restaurants that I don't want to eat at Whackers or whatever they call that place. Like, mm-hmm. It's like the male Hooters.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat there. It sounds gross.
Can we say that on the radio?
Damn it. Yeah.
Can we?
I'm assuming. It's a national chain.
I'm blushing.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime.